present to you the Mountain Meisters Recap.
This is your Mountain Meisters Recap with Ray Gilmore.
Here we go. The first Mountain Meisters Recap of 2019. Ray Gilmore, welcome back.
It's 2019.
2019, here we go.
I still think it's September, man. it's September.
Ski season is here. Corey was saying the same thing.
He's
couldn't
right.
believe it.
It came in with a thunder, man. I pulled the peppers out of the garden, and the next thing you know, thump, there's snow on the ground.
There he goes. There's a foot and a half of snow to work with.
And it's not melting.
it's sticking around. Melting.
And then, I'm not skiing.
And then, of course, just yesterday for week one, you're hit with a storm. Just in Meister fashion.
It's perfect.
It's perfect.
It's what we want.
Exactly.
If anybody has a problem with the weather machine, come talk to me. Apparently, I've got the dials because I like to bring us some fresh snow or something on every Wednesday possible.
Got that direct line with Mother Nature.
Well, actually, one of my ranger buddies is actually working down at the Nether National Weather Service, so I've been sending him messages like, you keep sending me this rain, and I'm going to bring down a whole group of meisters with ski poles when we're going to
beat you. Right, we don't want that to happen. So make sure you send the white stuff.
Yeah, send the white gold from the sky. But we got it. Never going to complain about it ever again, because once we do, it always turns against us.
Right.
So I'm happy with the snow.
We'll embrace it.
You know?
Yeah, we'll embrace it.
Keep it coming.
We will be good to go.
I'm just not in a good enough shape right now to ski in that heavy, wet
snow. Right, yeah, fair enough. And before we get into yesterday, what happened down yesterday when it comes to the conditions and all of that, I do want to thank, because this year our Mountain Meister Recap is brought to you by White Mountains Community College.
Outstanding. There we go.
We appreciate them so much for doing that. And they want everybody to know at their North Conway Academic Center, they're actually beginning a massage therapy program. So
I volunteer right now. They did it at UVM. I will be on the table 7 days a week.
Sounds to and fro. All the meisters can go over there and get some massage therapy done. If you invest 2 days a week for a one calendar year, you can be ready for a hands-on career that will aid in overall wellness of clients. The demand for massage therapists is growing, so it's a great field to get into. If you need more details about their massage therapy program, go to wmcc.edu, and the classes begin in about 12 days. Still plenty of time to sign up. Check them out, wmcc.edu, and thank White Mountains Community College on behalf of the Mountain Meister Recap.
I'm going to thank them as part of a vet, too, man. Like the massage therapy piece, that's huge.
Yeah.
Trying to keep us mobile, that's great.
And they do such great things. In addition to that, obviously, that's the new program that they're adding, but they're also helping out any towns that are 50-mile radius of North Conway.
Awesome.
They're helping out, so up in Berlin and more. So again, check out those details, wmcc.edu.
I am an alumni from there. One of my degrees, nursing.
There you go. So perfect. It's a nice fit. All right, Ray, so let's get into it. How did yesterday go down? I know the conditions were a little wary, how'd it happen?
Well, we had a new man on top of the totem pole for the boys, and a new girl on top of the totem pole.
Okay.
So, Richie Scanlon, who was over at Stratton Mountain today for the Mount Washington Valley Ski Team, coaching a bunch of kids, came in early in the day, and we're like, "Are you taking two runs?" And he said, "I can't. I gotta go. I gotta go pick up the coach to get over to the race." And he just blew through the course. I'm like, "Man, it doesn't look like he's going fast. He's so smooth. Blew the doors off, man. Nice. He had a half second win over the second place and
Wonderful.
Third place. And I was like, "Wow!" And then the other one was Kayla Cowell, who's on our crew. So she is slipping all morning.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, her legs are smoked, too.
She's
tired, but she's done a dozen slip runs looking at the course, pushing the stuff out, and she took it. Maggie Flynn all of a sudden shows up, and Kayla's, "I don't know if I'm going to strip down. It's kind of like, you know, it's wet, and I have to ride this. I don't know." And Maggie gives her a hard time, and Kayla's like, "Fine, I'll do it." And she goes down and gets her suit and comes back up and beats Maggie. Next thing you know,
Wonderful.
Kayla's phone is exploding. I'm coming up. I'm making another run. I've got it. So Maggie comes up, and she is all over. Comes out of the gate like a just raging animal.
Mm-hmm.
Second gate tipped over.
It
was just sometimes you balance on the edge of the top of the turn, and she just – it was unfortunate. She just tipped over, and you could hear her scream because she was so not happy. And then, Hillary showed up later in the evening, and she helped Andrew set up for the skimo part, the skin and ski. So we're doing an up and down race. So I have to make sure I give Roy a hard time for that. I didn't know if he did it or not. But so she showed up after helping set up with that stuff, and the wind had kicked up. So for the first time in a long time, the morning was actually faster than the night. So all the big dogs, Corey and Tim Sim and Brian Bailey,
late, right?
And the sharks were circling the shack at about 4 o'clock. Like they're looking at each course and they're looking at this course and that course and they're doing their calculus. And I'm sitting there just laughing. I'm like, the wind's going to get him. Yeah. And the wind got him.
And the wind got him.
The wind got him. Yeah, Tim Sim, who was able to throw down and just, you know, he took it on Tuesday over at Attitash.
Yeah.
He could only manage a third.
Wow.
I don't know, Tim. You better get back in the gym and put some more wax in those skis, buddy. So, yeah, for the Telemark, you know, we got Paul Robert and Martha Like. You know, every week they're out there dropping a knee. I wish I had that flexibility. Man, it's fun to watch. It's one of those beautiful things to see in skiing, and it's cool. And those two are out there still doing it. Same typical winners for the men on the snowboard side. Kena Twig Smith came back from a year hiatus, and he rocked it. He took it out, and then Trevor Kupitz and another familiar name that's escaping me was right there. And then Danielle Jones, the owner of Abenaki Grill. You know, she's my first day on snowboard. I'm like, oh, wow. Smart.
Yeah.
Like, let's just, you do know that you get 6 free preseason clinics with this?
And right.
She's like, I don't have time. I run a business. I'm like, I understand that. Okay. And she won it anyway for the snowboarders. So it's sort of like,
go figure.
Yeah. Okay. Like,
great. Good for her.
It works for you. I can't do that. But.
So it sounds like it was a nice day for the opening day. Obviously, people were ready to go. Lots of support. I know Corey mentioned that for the Attitash Race League. He felt the camaraderie was there, and you guys are just happy to have the snow to ski on.
It's the winter family, you know, yeah. And it's fun being in these seasonal towns because you get to change out who you're hanging with. And it, like, I get to see soccer parents that I hadn't seen since soccer season, so that right. short break. And, you know, shout out to Scott Lane, who actually made it up for a second run. And what we did was that new at 2. But if you wanted to make an extra run, you could pay $5, and the money went to a philanthropy. So for weeks 1 and 2, the money goes to the kind of 8th grade field trip.
Mm-hmm.
$230 in the bank, done. Like, yep. You know, 46 people decided to take that second run because a ski popped off, or I fell coming out of the start, or I'm going to come back and get you. Like, so it worked. And the idea of being able to run a ski race and have some fun and support the community while we're doing it, and build skiers, and the number of rookies that we had out there yesterday was awesome.
Good.
Total number was about 255, which on a snow day, when school's canceled, the most we usually see is 250, 260. So we're right in the range of where we want to be and where we've typically been. And the idea is that over the next 3 years, as we march towards that 50th, time to start growing.
Right.
Time to start growing.
So you guys have been doing that right along, right?
Yeah,
for the most part.
For the last 3 years, we've really been trying to push that. We want that title back of the biggest, baddest, you know,
yeah,
toughest race league in the country.
No, like, absolutely right. But it's all about the community too, because you mentioned that before. That's what more important, almost in a way, to you guys.
But as the number one, number two ski country in the country,
we're gonna be proud of that.
Then let's own that. All right. Yeah, I want to pull up my WWF voice and start WWE voice.
Yes.
Can't say WWF wrong
right,
thing.
I'll talk
like a panda. But you know, I want the town to ski again.
Excellent.
I want. The snow day, I want to look up on the hill and see 1,000 kids like it was when I was a kid, that the parents are just trying to keep up with them, and it's a zoo. It should look like an ant farm on a snow day.
Right, and right.
I'm not saying drive when the plows are going at 7 o'clock in the
course.
Morning for first
we
tracks.
It. We get it. They do an excellent job. We talked about that yesterday, too. I mentioned it on the air. The plow guys, it's a thankless job out there.
Goodness.
But they do a great job to make sure that your commute, whether you can go to school or work in the morning, who knows. But by that afternoon, the
You're
mountains
safe.
Are there.
You're safe coming home.
Yeah.
I mean, and that just... I'm listening to your weather report for the weekend, and it's like
cold.
Dude, kiss a snowboarder, hug him, hug him. Like, get a big group hug because that guy's gonna be cold this weekend. That's
cold.
And we need him. And thanks to Mother Nature, thanks to those snowmakers for being able to lay down an amazing surface.
Too.
Johnny and the team that does the grooming. I mean, we're lucky we have Kevin Hamlin, who's on our crew, who grooms our hill. So it's sort of like, hey, Kev, this part, got it. Okay,
got
cool.
It.
So we have a very integrated team of coaches from the race team, from Kennett, from the middle school, from the Valley team, from, you know, PSIA on my side and Terrell's side when we're walking.
Right.
We're the walking wounded right now. But that's the coaching side. On the other side, we've got guys that have never raced who are coming in to learn it from us. And we're still hiring race workers. You know, we're hosting races from NASTAR and Meisters all the way up to stuff that's FIS, so Federation of International Skiing, like World Cup level type stuff. These kids are going to march on to that top level. So if you can sign up and just go to the Cranmore website and take a look at those pieces of hiring, come join our team.
Absolutely.
We're looking for you.
Yep.
But I forgot one last thing.
No, I was going to say. Well, Cranmore.com is where they want to go for that information.
They do want to go to Cranmore.com.
And you should give a little bit of a heads up on what to expect Meisters for next week, too. I know we're in a little bit of a time crunch.
I'm always talking
You're always
too
in
long.
A time
I'm
crunch.
I'm always in a time crunch. I could be here all day. I love this place. So,
but your last thing you were saying?
So the last thing I was going to say is that we do have a new sponsor this year. Locally owned, locally manufactured, and they own the patent for it. It is Toasty Tatas.
Right on.
And I hear the name, and I just it makes me smile.
It does make everybody smile. It's for the lady skiers out there.
It's for the lady skiers out there, and it is a heated sports bra. And
how innovative! I mean, if you think about it, like what a market to go for.
Well, if you're out there skinning and you're just down to a long sleeve T-shirt and just a sports bra as a woman, it's gonna
I'm
get
sure
a little bit chilly.
I'm sure they help.
It's cold on me, so they can do this. So
exactly.
Amy Prashinsky and Dana Ozatek have done an amazing job putting this together, and they're giving away three free Toasty Tatas. I just love saying the name.
Right.
They're giving away three Toasty Tatas for the first 3 weeks of Meisters at a random drawing. And this week was Vicky Tinkham. So, Vicky, make sure you get in touch with Toasty Tatas.
Very cool.
And they will hook you up with the right size because we don't want to, you know, here you go. And it fits like a dress.
Vicky,
or here
Vicky
you
will
go.
Get that taken care of and good to go. But that's awesome to have a locally owned and operated company right here.
And that's what, again, back to the community piece. Yep. It's all about the community.
Huge part of Meisters for sure.
So, and that brings us to the next week. So, next week's your last week to sort of train on the comp slope before we start the Gibson Cup.
Yep.
We will have the regular two races. We still have the one and done, but the $5 donation from noon until close will let you run on the yellow course.
Mm-hmm.
And a $5 donation between 4 and 6 will let you run on the blue course.
Okay.
But I can't let you have unlimited runs for $5 every run. I had somebody show up. He's like, here's a 20. I'm taking 4. And I'm like, it doesn't work that way.
It doesn't work that way, yeah.
So, but the fact that there were that these guys are jumping through and taking that second run, and they're happy about it, and their smiles, and it's awesome.
Awesome. That's great. Fantastic. Another great way to keep updated on everything that's happening with the Cranmore Mountain Meisters, you can follow them on Facebook, right? You always do a fantastic job posting videos and more, and all of the information up there all of us to read. We'll be sure to share that as well. And if you want to listen to this report again, you'll be able to check it out on our website. One more time, special thanks to White Mountains Community College for being a proud sponsor of the Mountain Meister Recap. And Ray, we will see you next week, all right?
Oh, yes. Yes, you will.
Excellent. It's the Magic Morning Show on Magic 104.
Thanks for waking up with the Magic Morning Show.